Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Waters of the Spirit. And in this particular passage that we're looking at in 2 Kings, the third chapter, there is a comparison of the moving of the Holy Spirit, the supernatural provision of God to meet the problems and difficulties in our lives. We have been looking at the saga of three kings, the king of Israel, Judah, and Edom, who gathered together in a military confederacy to defeat the king of Moab, who had rebelled against Jehoram, king of Israel. And they were in a desperate situation. After about 7 days or so being together, they were in a place where there was no water. We don't know the details. Perhaps they had come to this location fully expecting that there would be a source of water, because they had a huge army and they had many beasts and cattle. And so obviously, traveling any distance, they would want to be in a place where they would have sufficient water, because it meant life or death. And there was none. And they were in a desperate situation. King Jehoram said, "Alas, the gods call us together. Look, we're just doomed to death. We're doomed to failure. We're doomed to defeat." But Jehoshaphat, the godly King Jehoshaphat of Judah, said, "Is there a prophet?" So they call Elisha, and he is requested to seek the Lord in their behalf. And of course, he was upset with the very presence of Jehoram, because he was leading the people of God into idolatry, and he was pursuing the king's sin of Jeroboam, who caused, quote, Israel to sin. And he regarded the presence of Jehoshaphat, because he was serving the Lord. But nonetheless, he said, "In fact, if it wasn't for Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't give you the time of day." But nonetheless, because it is I'm sure his spirit was troubled, he asked for a minstrel. And this illustrates to us, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, the importance of praise, the importance of coming to the Lord, casting our burdens upon Him, and just being able to minister to Him in praise and worship. Not that He needs it, we need it. We need it to get our spirit calm, our souls refreshed. We need to be able to be quiet before God so we can hear Him, we can have His direction, He can give us the guidance we need. And so that's exactly what Elisha did. In verse 15, he requests, "Bring me a minstrel." And the hand of the Lord came upon him as the minstrel played. And now we're going to hear God's solution to the terrible dilemma that they are in. In verse 16, the prophet of the Lord says, "Thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches." Verse 17 says, "You shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. That valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts." So this is the solution that God is providing. Now, what do we make of that? Well, obviously, they're in a difficult place. They're thirsty. They're hot. When you dig a ditch, beloved, whatever soldiers they had doing that, you've got to get down and get with it. It takes effort, and you're going to get messed up. It requires work. But beloved, hear what the Lord is telling us. The ditches have to be dug before there's any place to hold the water. And now remember, I'm speaking about the water of the Holy Spirit. Too many of us want the water. We want to see God's power. We need to see God's provision, but we don't want to dig the ditches. It may be a humble work, this praying, this getting down before God and waiting before Him and digging the ditches. I'm making a spiritual application of what we need to do spiritually. But beloved, the more you dig, the bigger the blessings. What a lot of people don't realize is, listen to me now, room has to be made for the blessings of God. The digging of those ditches was evidence that they believed the word of God and that their expectation was from Him. But note the order that God required. He could have just miraculously caused water to flow somewhere, but He gave them a command. He says, "You dig the ditches and I'll send the water." We want the power of God. We want the blessings of God in our lives, but are we willing to dig the ditches? Are we willing to do the work that is required as far as what the Word of God says? What does the Word of God say? It tells us to study to show yourself approved, that you would be a workman, not ashamed, that we would be thoroughly equipped not only to understand God's ways, but to do warfare. We have to know the Word of God. That's the very technique Jesus used when He was tempted of the devil in the wilderness. He quoted the Word of God. "Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Are we willing to spend time with the Lord? Or are we too busy in our busy, busy lives in this 21st century to, you know, we'll be happy to go through the minimum. We'll be happy to feel like we do our spiritual duty. Well, we'll tithe. Well, we'll go to church. We might even go to the midweek service. But when it comes to our personal lives and our daily commitment before the Lord, are we really willing to do what He says? Are we willing to wait on Him when we don't know which way to go? Are we willing to calm our hearts, to begin to praise Him, to trust Him, to rest in Him, and wait till He gives an answer that your spirit will witness? You'll know that God is answering your prayer. Okay, Lord, and He'll move by circumstances. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And beloved, when we believe God and when we obey God, the waters will flow. A lot of us, those of you listening to me, you might be in the valley right now, and the water well of your soul may seem to have dried up. And when you feel so dry, when you feel so thirsty, when you feel so desperate, when you are in such of a need of a miracle from God, beloved, that's just the beginning for floods of living water to come forth. Beloved, a Christian can give up everything except final responsibility. God has said He will do thus and so if we will fulfill the condition. Jesus has, He's paid it all. He's done everything that was necessary, not only for our salvation, but for a victorious Christian life. And whatever you're going through right now, beloved, you perhaps did nothing to occasion it. What happens to us may not be helped. Perhaps we couldn't keep it from occurring. But how we respond is our responsibility. How we act during a crisis is our responsibility for the Lord. Will we throw up our hands like King Jehoram and say, "Oh, look at the mess. Alas, look what God has done. He's brought us into a place that we'll be defeated by the king of Moab"? That's what the carnal Christian would do. Start blaming God. Start looking around at the impossibility, looking with natural eyes, carnal eyes at the situation. But beloved, God is speaking to hearts right now. He wants you to get your eyes off the natural and begin to see with eyes of faith. He wants you to begin to quiet your soul before Him. He wants you to begin to praise Him. And as you wait for the Lord, God will bring solutions. He'll bring answers. He'll bring provision. One of the sayings of my husband used to be years ago, "When in doubt, wait. In other words, when in doubt, don't do anything. Wait on the Lord, and He will make a way for you. And so it is our responsibility to respond in a way, not as a child, not as a baby having a tantrum, but to do the things that God's words tells us to do. One reason it's so hard for Christians to make spiritual decisions is because they don't accept the responsibility of getting down before the Lord until they get an answer from Him, seeking Him, waiting upon Him. We need to begin to look at things that happen to us, beloved, problems which arise, as challenges to overcome. They are opportunities for God to move, where you can see God supernaturally intervene, and you will see your faith encouraged, your faith built. God will indicate His plan for deliverance, or the way out of a problem, or how to cope with a situation that you're dealing with through circumstances. He'll confirm it with a word to your heart as to how we can get the victory. Beloved, God is ministering to you, to many right now. I just sense that some of you have just really needed this word to realize that it is your responsibility before the Lord to dig the ditch. You need to apply yourself and be patient and be yielded in the presence of God, and He will make a way for you. I wish I had an hour right now, but my time is rapidly coming to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I want to thank you so much, beloved, for your prayer support. Those of you who have never written, you, my faithful UCM partners, who, if it wasn't for your faithfulness, obedience to God, we could not remain on this station. But God has been faithful. And back in 2015, we celebrated 50 years of daily continuous ministry, including radio broadcasting. So thank you for joining me. I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if God's speaking to your heart, you better obey Him. Whatever He's saying, if He wants you to write, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until, well, we're going to have to continue next week, I invite you to tune in at the same time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.